So here is Jane to introduce the fourth set of news stories from this week's Evening News.
Chatterbox was itself in the Evening News this week, with news of our support to the Grapevine Talking newspaper. There was also news of a major possible shake-up of local government in Norfolk and worry about hedgehogs this winter. David will tell us more about Chatterbox's news.
A talking newspaper for the blind or visually impaired has received a cash boost from a neighbouring service. Grapevine, which serves the Great Yarmouth area, was given funding by Chatterbox, its Norwich counterpart, to buy new equipment. This has allowed the group to purchase new USB audio players and a new computer for their administration. Graham Gooder, Grapevine's technical officer and treasurer, said, "This valuable help from Chatterbox, our neighbouring talking newspaper, has brought a timely lift to the efficiency of our service. Chatterbox has the grateful thanks of our members and our listeners." Until the funding boost, the group was still handwriting postage labels from a filing system created in 1980. Mr. Gooder said, "Chatterbox has now come to the rescue, and our new computer, using a program specially written by our chief engineer, can sort, annotate, and print labels for our listeners in a fraction of the time taken using the old card system." Grapevine, which is produced using content from the Great Yarmouth Mercury and additional interviews and features, is recorded weekly at a dedicated studio by the organization's members. It's made available to listeners on USB data sticks sent through the post or online at grapevinegy.org. Grapevine also teamed up with Wyndham and Attleboro Talking Newspaper and Kingslyn and West Norfolk Talking Newspaper to make a successful bid for a grant. Roger Ryan, chairman of the Norwich Talking Newspaper, said, "It has been our pleasure to help our neighbours by offering additional financial assistance. It's been possible thanks to the foresight of our generous benefactors and the amazing work done by our unpaid volunteers, who help minimise our own costs. The grants have been such a success that Chatterbox trustees are considering giving more money to other talking newspapers next year."
Norfolk's district councils could be scrapped to make way for up to three new-style councils as part of the biggest shake-up of local government since the 1970s. Labour ministers are keen to combine transferring powers from Whitehall with a fresh attempt at local government reorganisation, and that could spell the end for some councils in Norfolk and Suffolk. It could see the current two-tier system of county councils and the city, borough and district authorities abolished and replaced with at least two or potentially up to six unitary councils, which combine the roles currently filled by the two tiers. The possibility of some of the new councils crossing borders, for instance, a unitary authority taking in Great Yarmouth and also Lowestoft and part of Waveney, is also believed to be under consideration. It is understood there are likely to be calls for Norwich to become a unitary authority on extended boundaries, taking in suburbs like Cossey and Sprowston, currently covered by South Norfolk and Broadland District Councils. The remainder of Norfolk could be covered by another unitary council.
The RSPCA is worried about the health of hedgehogs across Norfolk and the rest of the country. The charity said it's experiencing its busiest hedgehog season nationwide for 3 years, with intake numbers so far this year already higher than the whole of 2023. As of November the 11th, 2,002 hedgehogs have already been taken in this year by the charity's Four Wildlife Centre. RSPCA East Winch Wildlife Centre in Kings Lynn has so far admitted 959 hedgehogs this year. Evangelos Achilios, manager of RSPCA East Winch Wildlife Centre, said, "It has been relentless here at East Winch. We have been inundated. It's mostly hoglets that have been out during the day, and also hedgehogs with ringworm. We also had peak hedgehog admissions over the summer too. All the centres in this region are at capacity with hedgehogs."